Last item, any board closing comments and meeting wrap-up? Well, we'll see.
I'll make a few comments.
Okay.
Yeah. This is for you, Tom. One line my father used to use a lot was, how can we miss you if you won't go away? and, you know, we've thought previously a few times that this might be your last meeting, but I'm actually thinking it might be real this time.
I think it might.
And so I wanted to thank you for what you've done and the example that you've been to us and how respectful you've been of everyone that I've seen you interact with in this process. And also, you know, really want to point out that you have a lifetime of public service that should also be a long lifetime of public service and have been involved in a lot of things very important to Oregon, not just with your long service here on the Board of Forestry. And so just want to thank you personally and on behalf of, I hope, for all Oregonians.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jim.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to second that. Tom, thanks so much for continuing on as board chair and for all your service to the board, to the ODF, and to Oregon as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda.
Yeah, and Tom, I would just echo Brenda and Jim's comments. I mean, it's been a joy working with you. I've really admired how you've facilitated this board and led this board, and I've taken away a lot of great information from you. And thank you for your public service. And I wish I was there in person. I have to let Jim shake your hand for me, but
we can't do that anymore.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, elbow bump him there, Jim.
Yeah, you know, I do have on my wall in my office.
Yeah, that's right.
Something I try to remember, which is an old beat up sign that says "Keep calm and carry on," because my family would tell you I don't always keep calm and and I carry on not in the positive way that sign, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, it actually, when you were making your comments, Jim, I started work in the U.S. Senate over 50 years ago. So it's been a long haul. But I really enjoyed, as I think I said before, this experience. It is, and to our lunch discussion today, you know, the polarization, we just see it every time we come to one of our meetings. And I hope that there will be an upswing, that gets better, because it's rough when the groups are as polarized as they are. And, you know, I think our job has been to try to weed through all of that and make good policy decisions. So anyway, enough of that. Anything, the meeting today was not a typical meeting for us, you know, partly because of the work with DEQ and EQC, which I think is really important to continue. And, you know, we think, and I know folks have suggested at times, and not bad suggestions, that we think about other collaborations that way. It's also a lot of work, just the logistics of the meeting. You see how we're different and the way we do things, but it can be really fruitful. And in the case of EQC, you know, it's we're basically find a way to collaborate with our regulator, and that's important to do with regulators. It's also important to do with other resource folks.
Yeah, and turned out to be a ton of work in terms of just coordinating the board material for two topics, because the timeline was way off in terms of the ability of both myself and Richard Whitman to review, which we both have that expectation, is that we always review everything before it goes.
And by the way, it's one of the things that made us later than usual in posting our material, which caused some
consternation. Well, that, and on top of it, we had people without, during that period of time, we had people with, Hillary was out of power for how many days? And then Danny won. He was, yeah.
You're not far from me. I was out for 2 days. I thought that was a long time.
And how long was Danny out for? He won.
13.
13. Yeah.
11 to 13 days.
But I really did appreciate your comments on it. Even in this kind of environment, it wasn't as much interaction as you want between the board and the commission. It's easier when you're all in the room, and then missing the tours.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, I mean, I know this because I've heard it from Brenda, and I've heard it from Jim, and I've heard it from Joe. Everybody wants the tours. And so I'm sure that when COVID enables that, that will happen. I agree. It's great to be out on the ground. So, and who knows? I do think the Senate will act this time.
Well, it wasn't the Senate the last time, it was the Rules Committee.
Well, I mean, the Senate, yeah, as a whole.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, well, then, thank you all, and we're adjourned.